Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by James Sable, who is Heating and Cooling Manager with Roy's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. And, well, there's never a bad season or an off season for you guys, right? But it is kind of the AC season. That's what we're getting more used to now, right?
Yep. We've kicked off the a little bit of hot days in between our Buffalo 12 winners. So it's time to get ready for the AC season.
Yeah, and let's start with how many locations? Just the one for you guys?
Yep, just currently located in Tonawanda.
All right, and whereabouts?
We're off Cooper Avenue, right between the 190-290 split.
All right, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. For those who are prepping for the AC season, probably should have already maybe made a call to you guys to schedule an appointment, I'm thinking, right? Because this isn't something that is easy to do.
Most customers have given us a call. We send out some reminders to our members and everything, but a lot of times people sometimes forget that they need to do this, and generally our first call will be when they do not have air conditioning.
Is this a one-person job, or is this a crew job when you have to go and get somebody's AC restarted or jump-started, or however you want to refer to it as?
Just a one-person job. Normally it takes between an hour to 2 hours.
And it's, I'm guessing it's a little involved, so kind of, is there a way to like maybe walk through the process, if that's possible?
Yep. I mean, generally, depending on the system that you have and the style, for a conventional forced air system, which is a furnace that provides a blower and the outdoor condenser, which is generally outside. So we're going to look at all of those, all the electrical components. We'll check filtering systems. We'll check cleanliness of the outdoor system and just go through the order of operations and just verify that things are working. And if anything is outside of a manufacturer's spec.
And one of the bullet points you've got down here that you sent ahead for this talks about the blower cleaning. Is that part of what you were just talking about? You actually have to physically get all of whatever may have accumulated within the system out?
Well, a lot of customers, they don't realize that the key parts to the air moving through the house is the blower. So that's generally inside the indoor system. So through the course of the winter and the fact that you've had your doors closed for the last few months, dust, anything that's in the house, pets, hair, all of that stuff, if we don't have the proper filtration, it'll actually cake onto the blower. So if the blower is not running efficiently, it's always something that we look at first, because obviously if it has to run harder because of the added stuff that's on it, you're going to lose efficiency of the system. We also have to remember that anything that is attached to that will get circulated through the house.
This next question is going to make it pretty obvious that I don't work in the same realm that you do. Is not the AC kind of the same system in terms of the ducts that the heating works through? And if so, then why is there the possibility that stuff may have accumulated and messed up your AC? Because aren't you still blowing the heat through those same places?
Yep, you're still blowing the heat through the same places. Generally, in a conventional house, the heating system, when you're heating, it actually blows air slower than it does when you're cooling. So as soon as you put your system in a cooling mode, it's actually going to be a higher fan. So we're going to actually get some particulates and some things out of that ductwork that may have not been touched at a lower fan speed.
And is there an issue with, I guess the heating and cooling would kind of go together with this, the amount of ductwork, does that affect how much you have to put out in terms of flow of that air?
Yes, generally that's how our systems are sized. So they're not only sized for the duct system that is in the house, but it's also sized for what the house needs to achieve its temperature.
Something else that you put on here as a reminder to homeowners that may actually help you guys out when you get there to do some of this work, getting those leaves that may have fallen off the trees late in fall, early winter, from out of the spaces that would necessarily block these ducts that we're talking about.
Yep. So a lot of customers that we get to, they won't notice, you know, they don't go out there and look at it as much as we do. So any leaves or anything that's accumulated in the house, I know my house where my condenser sits, it's a nice collection area during the winter. So before we fire up the system, I got to go rake leaves and get that all away. Anything that's on the side of the outdoor system, it basically gets sucked towards the system. So if we block that airflow, then it wouldn't give us the efficiencies and everything we're looking for the AC system.
Speaking with James Sable, who is Heating and Cooling Manager with Roy's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Something else to consider, washing the outdoor condenser. Again, because of accumulated material that may affect how that mechanism works?
Yep, absolutely. The outdoor system needs airflow. So a conventional air AC system that's outside as a condenser, the air is pulled in from the side of it, and it's actually exhausted out the top. So anything that you have around there that would block that flow will actually affect the cooling system. So a lot of times we have a lot of pollen in the air, leaves, just anything going around. If you have a dirt driveway or you live out in the country, you know, you'll have that added stuff. So you just very gently take the hose and you just clean it off and try to get that dust off. That's part of our tune-up. So we generally go through everything. In most cases, we can just wash it off. But if needed, we can actually go more invasive and actually break down the system and clean it even more thoroughly than most.
And one of the more basic things, just changing out the filter, right? We're talking furnace filter here?
Yes.
And the reason that you should is because what happens if you don't?
Well, generally, if that's going to get blocked, like I said, the velocity of the air is going to start moving a lot faster. So anything that's found in that ductwork that the system is now pulling in there is going to cake onto that filter. So you want to make sure that generally when you start it up the first couple days, you'll run it with the existing filter, provided it's somewhat clean. And then you're going to want to switch that out, because then it'll get rid of the big clumps of things that get blocked up in there.
You mentioned one-person crews. How many people you have working at Roy's, and how long does it take? Well, we already talked. It takes a couple hours to actually do a house, generally speaking.
Yes. We have currently 12 AC and furnace technicians, along with our install crews and a couple maintenance guys.
How long have you been with these guys?
Been with Roy's for just over 4 years in management.
And was there a particular reason that you got into this business? Was it just something you always had an interest in?
I've had an interest in it on the technical side, but just being part of a service company that really takes care of their clientele is something that I take with great pride. So anytime our customers have an issue, I do take it personal, and as do our ownership and our guys. So our guys are out there to perform a service, so they want to take care of our customers.
Sure. And just to take a step back, what about education? Was that something that helped lead you this way, or were you just always quote-unquote mechanically inclined, that sort of thing?
Quote-unquote mechanically inclined, kind of the way that I was brought up. If it's broken, either figure out how it works and fix it, or in some cases, you got to upgrade. So,
yeah. How has that changed now, moving kind of into a management position? I mean, do you still keep hands-on? You physically go out to sites and do the work, or are you more paperwork guy at the office?
More of a paperwork guy and mostly support for our guys. So every single house that we're in is different. So every technician that's out there may have an obstacle that they can't take care of while they're out there. So I am essentially support staff for them. So at any time they have an issue, they're going to reach out to me, either on a technical side, or I can either direct them, or if a customer has a question or anything concerning a system, or possibly go out for some larger jobs, I will help bid and design anything for the customer so that we make sure that we're achieving every goal that they had for us.
And is it fair to say that maybe the cooling and heating aspect of Roy's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling are the bigger parts?
Yes. I mean, we're about a 50-50. So we have our plumbing division and we also have our heating and cooling. We stay pretty steadily busy throughout the year, but obviously the hotter it gets and the colder it gets, it amplifies our workload.
Is there such a thing as like the worst case scenario, or like the worst problem you've ever had, or worst place that you've ever had and tried to have to work through to get something functioning?
We have had some equipment that has been a little bit difficult, but generally we work through it with the manufacturer. So we not only kind of go out and do what we're supposed to do, but if there is a concern, we're going to reach out directly to the people that made the box, and we're going to figure out what the issue is and help resolve that with you.
Yeah. Do I take it from that it's more of like an electronic issue, and you have to kind of like maybe like rewire or change something in the motherboard, as it were?
Yep. Generally, when it comes down to the electronics part of it, the control board and gas valves, those kind of things, that's when it gets complicated. But sometimes the system, we call them heating and cooling demons, they're in there, and we don't have a clear path. So generally, if there's an issue that we can't resolve, we're just going to reach out to the people that should know the equipment best.
And having said that, I mean, the technological advances, even in the time that you've been around, the changes must be pretty dramatic.
Yes. Now, a lot of our systems are including communications. So not only do you have a thermostat that's on the wall that tells you what your temperature is, but like I have thermostats, you can see what the weather is, you can see humidity levels in the house. You know, they're communicating back and forth, so that's always sometimes a little obstacle. And then we also now are on Wi-Fi, just like as a Nest thermostat or any of our other brands that we'll put in. You're going to be able to do that from your phone. So we have a couple clients that will actually call in, and they'll be driving down the highway and let me know, hey, my wife just called and she said X, Y, and Z house that they're at, you know, they can see that the heat is not working. So it's very nice for the customer to have that ability to see that wherever they're at, and allow us to get there in a timely fashion rather than the old way of going home and realizing it's cold because you walked into the door and saw your breath.
Yeah, I was going to say that some of these technological advances certainly help you out in from the aspect of time, because you spend less time diagnosing. You already have a rough idea of what the problem is, so now you know what you need to fix it and how to go about it.
Yeah, generally when we get to a heating or a cooling issue where a system is not working, the unit will give us some sort of indication of where to head. Some systems, older systems, don't. And some systems, when a customer, you know, the very first thing a customer does generally is they're going to turn it off and turn it back on. When you turn it off and turn it back on, that's great. Generally, sometimes it does solve the problem, but in most cases, it actually will delete any indications of what was happening.
So what's worse from your perspective, a heating problem or a cooling problem? Or maybe more difficult. Worse might be a bad word.
They're both very similar. I mean, it's using the same systems. It's just a different theory. So as long as you know the theories of both, they're generally about the same. If you have generally in Western New York, because we don't use our air conditioning as much as we use our heating, we're going to have a little bit simpler system on our air conditioning than we will on our heating side. So our heating side might be a little bit more complicated as far as communications and those extra control boards that are all fun to diagnose.
And along similar lines, are you more of a winter guy or a summer guy?
I'm a winter guy. I like cold, so but I do enjoy the summer.
All right, James, can't let you go before we get a plug out there for the phone number, so if you don't mind, want to throw that out there?
You can give us a call at 362-4655.
Again, 362-4655 for Roy's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Been chatting with James Sable, who is Heating and Cooling Manager for them, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.